When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Originally, I guess, from the Englewood neighborhood is Nicole J. Butler. You know her from those State Farm commercials?
Well, it finally happened, Zachary. Somebody burned down my she shed.
Nobody burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Well, my she shed's on fire.
Your she shed was struck by lightning.
Zachary, is my she shed covered by State Farm?
Your she shed's covered, Cheryl.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
I'm getting a new she shed.
Yes.
Well done. Well done, Nicole J. This is John, and you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great. So glad to be on the radio with you.
It's not that often that we go out of our way to interview somebody that's in a State Farm commercial.
I'll bet.
But you've lit it up, lady. I mean, not that you weren't already a face that we might recognize. I don't know how, you know, every day, how household your name is, but we've certainly seen you in other TV shows. My wife loved Heart of Dixie. Jane the Virgin had a nice little run. The Carmichael Show. You've been in a series of commercials. So you're a everyday working actress. Is that a fair description?
Yes, I'm a working actress, and like most working actresses who aren't celebrities, you don't know our names, but you know us when you see us.
Now, that's you, especially now. I understand that, according to the Sun-Times, when you're walking around in L.A., say, somebody will just go, hey, she said.
Yeah, it freaked me out at first, but I've gotten used to it. I'm either just, hey, she said, or she said, Cheryl, and I answered either one.
How many cuts did it take you guys, because the interplay between you and your co-star of that commercial is just so good. You're both so deadpan. He's got the hose. You've got this blank look. How often did it take you guys to do that?
Well, the director, Craig Gillespie, gave us a lot of chances to play. Like, once he knew he had what he needed, he said, okay, try something different. And so we just went on and on and on for a long time. So we didn't know what the commercial was going to look like because we didn't know what take was going to end up in it.
What did you think when you first saw it then?
I laughed when I saw it. Usually, you know, as an actor or an actress, you look at work and you see yourself. You start critiquing yourself. Oh, I could have done this better. I could have done that. But when I saw it, I just laughed. Like, it was, I thought it was funny.
Where do you live now? Are you in California?
Yes. I live in Los Angeles, originally from Chicago, born and raised. But I've been here for 21 years now. But I will never not be a Chicago girl. I tell everybody that. I refuse to not say pop.
Southside?
Southside, yeah. I went to Morgan Park High School. And then went to the University of Iowa for college, and then I moved out here.
Huh. You know, I don't want to make too much out of it because it's not like it can't be done, but when you see somebody comes from Englewood or from the South Side and it has the education and the success that you do, you really want to champion that cause as something extraordinary. Can you just talk a little bit about what it was like growing up there and how you got out and how you became the successful person you are?
Well, I had, times were different then. You know, then there are some things going on now that weren't going on then. But I think the fact that I had a very supportive family around me helped tremendously. It helped with everything from going away to college to moving to LA, because I knew if I screwed up horribly and my life just fell apart, I could always go home. Also, they stressed the importance of education, and they told me that I could do anything that I wanted. Now, they did get a little afraid when I told them, well, I'm going to be an actress.
Yeah, anything but that. Right, anything but that. You went to the University of Iowa?
I did, yeah. Go Hawks.
And you have six sisters and a brother? Is that what I saw?
I do, yeah. So, yeah, I'm the oldest.
Are you the actress in the family, or are they in the arts too?
I am the actress in the family, yep. None yet. No other ones yet.
Yeah, we'll kidding. Maybe we'll see. Mm-hmm. So you go out to L.A. What was your first break? I mean, how do you get from Iowa to become a working actress?
Oh, Oh, it was a long and winding road. I got stuck in corporate America for a while, working jobs. They were good jobs. I got paid well, worked with good people, but I hated my life. And finally, one day, I decided that I either needed to do what I came out here to do, or I needed to go somewhere else where I could afford to buy property. And I went back to school for 2 years, studied at the Meisner Center, and I said, it's now or never, and launched my career. I got a commercial agent right away, Hugh Leon. I've been with him for 15 years now, and booked a commercial that same year, my first union commercial that got me into the union, and I just stayed the course, really. I just stayed the course.
What was that commercial?
It was a milk commercial. Remember the milk? I didn't have a milk mustache, but it was kind of a milk is as good for your insides as it is for your outsides type of commercial.
You know, when we see movies and TV shows about actresses or actors that are trying to get into the business and they're auditioning, say, for the milk commercial, and the scene they always show is 52 other people that look just like you, dress just like you, you know, competing for the same job you are, and you wonder how you can ever stand out. How realistic is that scene?
It is very realistic. You walk into a room, and it can be a little disconcerting to see, like, 50 versions of you. You're like, any of us can do this job. But what I do to stay sane and not be too neurotic is to stay true to myself. They called me in, so they want to see me, and I'm going to always be a better me, real me, than a fake somebody else. So I follow my own sensibilities, and that has helped tremendously. And I also don't look at it as a competition against other actresses. I am competing with myself to be better than I was the last time they saw me. So I just stay prepared, and I go in, and I give them what I have, and that's the best that I can do.
Do you think this commercial helps or hurts your chances to be in a TV show or a movie?
I think it helps me because I've been working a long time, and but people still didn't know my name. A lot of people didn't. More people know my name now. They're looking back at my body of work, and they're realizing, oh, this wasn't an accident. Like, I didn't just get here, and it wasn't luck. It's been the result of a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
For myself and my team. So I think it really helps. And I'm hoping to book something and be able to shoot in Chicago, because that would be a full circle moment.
You know, this is intended to be a compliment, but when I saw the commercial the first time, I thought it felt so authentic. I thought, that's not an actress. That's just some lady that they coached, because it just looks, I don't know, so funny, but also so real. And then when I read your story, I thought, what an idiot I am. It's not as easy as it looks. That takes to be that deadpan, that natural, and that funny is actually a skill that we don't have, and that you have to hone that craft. Am I onto something there?
Thank you so much for that. I take it as a compliment. It's like when you watch dancers, they make it look easy, but then you go and try and do it, and you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Well, with acting, I feel like a lot of people think, oh, I can memorize lines and hit my mark, and that's it. But it is a craft, just like any other, and we have to work hard at it. So thank you.
So Jane the Virgin, Heart of Dixie, The Carmichael Show. Tell me a little bit about your parts on, you know, mainstream TV shows like that.
There have been quite a few. One standout experience was Mike and Molly. I was fortunate enough to be in the series finale, and when you go into a place as a guest actress, you're in someone else's home, and you just, you know, hope, usually they're nice to you, you know, and welcoming. And this cast, from working together for so long, they were so cohesive, they were so warm and welcoming, I was only there for a few days, but that experience has cemented itself in my memory. Like, I'll carry that with me forever.
You know, I wondered about that too. I mean, I suppose we all just kind of wonder what the business is like as we watch TV and movies, and I thought, if you have a guest role on a show, you kind of want to knock it out of the park, because it's not unheard of where then they invite that person back. But if you play your hand too hard, you don't want to eat the scenery, then they're going to regret having had you on at all. So it's kind of a delicate dance.
Right. It is. It's exactly like going into someone else's home and hoping to make a good impression, you know, do what you dare to do and you know, don't wear out your welcome.
I want to read to you some of the questions and answers that we were reading in the Sun-Times. This Misha Davenport piece was just really fun. I thought it was really well done. And it goes back to the State Farm ad that your more than 15 minutes of fame are ticking here. I mean, you've got a career outside of this. But she said, were you familiar with the term she shed before you auditioned? And you said you hadn't heard of that until you got the script. Is that right?
I had no idea what a she shed was. I read that script and I was like, oh, okay, what is this? What is this? And I went straight to my computer, looked it up, and thankfully for Pinterest, you know, I was able to see, oh, these are cool. And I got lost in that for a bit and then reminded myself, oh, yeah, we're working. We're working here.
And for those who haven't done that, what is a she shed? Tell us.
A she shed is like the female version of a man cave. Only it's a shed outside of the house, usually the backyard, and women can go in there and do whatever women do. You're a guy, so I can't tell you what we do. but it's like a little feminine clubhouse for the women of the house.
With a chandelier in this case.
With a chandelier, yes. And I want my next one, hopefully I'll get to see she shed number two. Hopefully it'll be two stories with an elevator. I'm lobbying for that.
Now, the internet, though, is falling in love with or playing with the she-shier she-shed, because when Cheryl's she-shed burns, she then says she wants a she-shier she-shed. What is she-shier?
She-she is like posh. So it's more, it's like posher, better than before, more chic than before.
She-shier she-shed.
She-shier she-shed. I didn't know. I didn't even, because I had the script in front of me and I saw how it was written, I got it. But in saying it and the people listening not seeing the script, now I get why they say, oh, I thought it was S-H-E-S-H-E, which also works.
Yeah, I guess so. It could be even more for Cheryl, the she shed lady, but no, you mean fancier. I got it all along. I mean, and I'm no genius here, but I think I always understood what you were saying and what it meant. But the internet was also playing with that phrase because they haven't heard of she-shier. And frankly, since they wisely named your character Cheryl, you have this unending alliteration where syllables kind of get lost. So a she-shier she-shed for Cheryl can be a little confusing, which probably made it more fun for you, right?
It was a lot of fun. It was. I've had people ask me, "Is it a tongue twister?" I'm like, no, it just flows. Like, it was very good writing. And she or she shed. It just, you know, rolls off the tongue.
And some of that was up to your co-star Reggie Corelli, who plays your husband in that. Victor. He was just as good as you.
He's such a good actor. He was a joy to work with. And we're still in contact with each other on a regular basis.
Well, I think really you're supposed to, I think you're married. I don't know if you know that, but
how do you spell she-shier?
Yeah, spell she-shier, Cheryl.
C-H-I-C-H-I-E-R.
That's what I thought.
She-shier.
But see, when I Google it, all I get are State Farm commercial or Urban Dictionary.
So it's not. It's a new word, is what we've introduced into the lexicon here.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see how many times?
I'm scared to hear what Urban Dictionary has to say.
I know. I thought, be careful, because I'm worried about some of these syllables. Did you, I mean, the video's been watched a million times voluntarily on the internet.
Right.
Do you get any money for those views?
I get paid for them initially putting it on the internet, but I don't get paid per view for that, only for television. And the radio spot. I did the radio spot also.
Lastly, the internet is asking, who started the fire in the she shed? And will Cheryl get a new, I mean, she wants a she or she shed, but have they talked to you about the sequel to this commercial, if you will?
Not yet. I'm hoping that happens, because I want everybody who loves this commercial to see the She She or She Shed, and I also want to see it. And as far as who burned it down, I know everybody thinks it's Victor, but I'm going to choose to believe that my husband would not do that to me, and State Farm does not pay out for arson, so that's, Victor did not burn down the She Shed.
Really, that's not a small point. If you're going to burn down your thing and take the insurance, if State Farm knows it, then you don't get the check anyway, so let's not go there.
Right.
Victor,
right.
What are you thinking?
He did not... Right.
Well, what a pleasure. By the way, are you married, not to Victor?
No, I'm not married.
So,
you know somebody? I'm teasing.
It's nice to talk to you. Nicole J. Butler from Morgan Park High, from Morgan Park and Inglewood neighborhood via the University of Iowa and now in Los Angeles where they make TV shows and that's one of the funniest commercials you've seen in a long time. Nice to talk to you, Nicole J. Let's stay in touch. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to talk to you, too.
What a pleasure, huh? So that's how they do that.